Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Valsa Williams with the Midday News. The headlines. India and Bhutan agree to work together in areas of climate change, air quality, forest and wildlife management. Supreme Court grants interim bail to Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal in money laundering case links to alleged liquor policy scam. In Nepal, over 60 people, including 7 Indian nationals, missing after 2 buses sweep into river due to landslides. Domestic benchmark indices hit record high. Sensex surpasses 80,800 points, while Nifty crosses 24,500. And in Wimbledon tennis, Carlos Alcaraz to take on Daniel Medvedev in men's singles semi-finals in London this evening. India and Bhutan have agreed to work together in the areas of climate change, air quality, forest, wildlife management and capacity building in the field of environment and climate change. A delegation from Bhutan, headed by Minister of Energy and Natural Resources Jem Chering, met Union Minister of State for Environment, Forest and Climate Change Kirti Vardhan Singh in New Delhi. Both leaders discussed issues related to air quality, climate change, forests, natural resources, wildlife and renewable energy. Mr. Singh thanked the Bhutanese minister on joining the International Big Cat Alliance, a global initiative of India. He stated that both countries share the same geography, ecosystem, as well as common values of democracy. He further stated that climate change is a common concern for both the countries. Mr. Chering informed that Bhutan is already a carbon negative country and obtains its major share of energy from hydropower. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar today addressed the faculty and students of Narsee Mondri Institute of Management Studies in Mumbai. The Vice President delivered the keynote address in a discussion titled Empowering India, the Role of Higher Education Institutions in Making Viksit Bharat 2047. Addressing the students, the Vice President said, a sea change has happened in the country, particularly for the benefit of the youths, as a consequence of series of affirmative governance steps and initiatives.
India's rise is like a plateau. That plateau is defined because road connectivity to the villages, toilets, har ghar mein nal nal mein jal, digitization of the village, all the electricity. And now a new concept has come. You power yourself because government has come out with a scheme of solar power for every home.
The Union Minister Sarbananda Sonowal has said that Vizhinjam port will become an important milestone for the development of the maritime sector in the country and is a major step towards Prime Minister Narendra Modi's dream of creating world-class ports in the country. The Union Minister was addressing the official welcome program of the arrival of first container ship San Fernando in Vizhinjam port in Thiruvananthapuram today.
The Vizhinjam port, with its locational advantage being close to the international Axiom trade lines and the deep draft capability, will be in a position to offer many operational benefits to the user that will help in positioning this port as a part option amongst the shipping line and Axiom traders.
Speaking at the function, Chief Minister Pinarayi Vijayan said Vizhinjam will be well equipped as a mother port. He further said that ports are the driving force of economic growth, and with Vizhinjam becoming a reality, a new chapter has been opened in the development chapter of Kerala. The landing of the ship is a significant milestone in the state's ambitious economic infrastructure development initiative and fulfillment of a long-awaited wish of nearly 3 decades. Housing and Urban Affairs Minister Manohar Lal has emphasized on ensuring quality and timely completion of projects of Central Public Works Department, CPWD. Addressing a function to celebrate the 170th CPWD Annual Day in New Delhi, Manohar Lal also stressed on the need for greater transparency and cost-effectiveness in the projects. The minister asked the engineers and officers to adopt new technology. The report of the Uniform Civil Code in Uttarakhand is available to the general public from today. Chairman of the Rules and Implementation Committee, Shatrughan Singh, released the report of the Expert Committee Uniform Civil Code Uttarakhand. It is available in 4 volumes. The report of the Expert Committee is available on the website www.ucc.uk.gov.in. Speaking on the occasion, Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami congratulated the people of the state.
निश्चित रूप से यूसीसी यहाँ लागू होने के बाद अनेक जो कानूनों में आज जटिलताएं हैं वो सरल होंगी, आसानी से लोगों को न्याय मिल पाएगा, सबके लिए जैसी व्यवस्था लागू होगी। मैं उत्तराखंड की जनता को बधाई देता हूँ।
It may be recalled that the Uttarakhand government passed the Uniform Civil Code Bill on the 7th of February after a discussion of about 10 hours in the Assembly, and the UCC bill was approved by the President on the 12th of March. The Supreme Court today granted interim bail to Delhi Chief Minister and Aam Aadmi Party AAP National Convener Arvind Kejriwal in the money laundering case linked to the alleged liquor policy scam. A bench comprising Justices Sanjeev Khanna and Deepankar Datta referred to a larger bench the Delhi Chief Minister's petition challenging the arrest by the Enforcement Directorate ED. Mr. Kejriwal will, however, remain in the Tihar jail as he has also been arrested by the Central Bureau of Investigation CBI under the Prevention of Corruption Act in relation to the same liquor policy case. The Delhi Chief Minister was arrested by the ED on the 21st of March in the case. He was released on the 10th of May by the Supreme Court to campaign for the Lok Sabha polls. He returned to jail on the 2nd of June after the Apex Court denied him any further relief. The Enforcement Directorate has detained Karnataka former Minister B. Nagendra in the money laundering case today. The Bellary Rural Assembly constituency MLA from the Congress was taken into custody this morning in Bengaluru to probe the alleged scam in the Karnataka Maharshi Valmiki Scheduled Tribes Development Corporation, where funds worth 187 crore rupees were transferred illegally. ED had conducted raids at 20 locations in Karnataka, Andhra Pradesh and Telangana yesterday as part of the registered case under the Prevention of Money Laundering Act, subsequent to which the former minister was taken to ED office for interrogation today. The Delhi University has dismissed a proposal to include Manu Smriti in the LLB syllabus. Talking to media in New Delhi, Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan clarified that there is no endorsement of any such proposal in the Academic Council of the university. He said he had inquired about the issue with DU Vice Chancellor Yogesh Singh, who has informed that the proposal has been rejected. The minister added that the government is committed to uphold the constitution and there is no question of including any controversial portion of any script.
Vice Chancellor rejected that proposal. We all are committed to our constitution. We all are committed to our futuristic look, futuristic approach. Government is committed to uphold the true spirit and letter of constitution. There is no question arising to include any controversial portion of any script.
This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. In Nepal, 7 Indians along with at least 60 passengers went missing today when 2 buses were swept away by Trishuli River in Simultal in Chitwan, Ikshakamana.
The 2 vehicles fell off the river at 3:30 a.m. today morning. According to Nepal police, a bus heading to Gaur of Ratahat from Kathmandu was carrying 41 people and the next bus on its way to Kathmandu from Birganj had 24 passengers on board, including 7 Indians. Deep divers along with disaster management trained manpower from Nepal Armed Police Force are carrying out the rescue operation and the rescue workers are clearing the landslides. Prime Minister Pushp Kamal Dahal has tweeted that he is deeply saddened by the incident and has directed government officials to take swift action. Shweta Singh for Akashwani News, Kathmandu, Nepal.
In Assam, the flood situation has improved further, but more than 2,500 villages of 86 revenue circles across 26 districts are still reeling under flood, and over 39,000 hectares of crop areas have been damaged across the state. There is no report of loss of human life due to flood during the last 24 hours. Rivers Brahmaputra, Burhi Dehing, Disang and Kushiara are flowing above the danger level. Meanwhile, the Indian Meteorological Department has warned of heavy to extremely heavy rainfall at isolated places in Assam. The state government has opened 189 relief camps and 110 relief distribution centres. NDRF and SDRF teams have also been deployed for rescue and relief operations. Gujarat has recorded 26% of the average seasonal rainfall so far. According to the State Emergency Operations Center, Saurashtra has received the highest, 36% of the average seasonal rainfall, followed by Kutch and South Gujarat. East Central Gujarat has received the lowest, 16% rainfall so far. Meanwhile, more than 100 tehsils across the state received medium to light showers during the last 24 hours. The IMD has predicted light to moderate rainfall accompanied by thunderstorm in South and North Gujarat in the next 3 days. The IMD has predicted heavy to very heavy rainfall spell over southwest peninsula in part of the country and over northeast and adjoining east region during the next 5 days. According to the weather agency, heavy rainfall is likely at some places over Konkan, Goa, Madhya Maharashtra, Karnataka, Gujarat region, Telangana till the 16th of this month. Rayalaseema region will witness rainfall on 14th and 15th, Saurashtra and Kutch on 12th and 16th July. Heavy rainfall is likely at isolated places over Assam and Meghalaya and Odisha till the 16th of this month. Sub-Himalayan, West Bengal and Sikkim, Bihar, Arunachal Pradesh will witness heavy rainfall till the 14th of this month. Jharkhand will witness heavy rainfall tomorrow. Andaman and Nicobar Islands on 13th and 14th. Nagaland and Manipur on the 14th and 15th of this month. IMD predicted isolated heavy rainfall over Uttarakhand, eastern part of Uttar Pradesh, till the 16th of this month, Chhattisgarh till 15th July, West Uttar Pradesh and Madhya Pradesh till 14th of this month, Punjab and Himachal Pradesh tomorrow, East Rajasthan on the 16th of July, and Vidarbha during 14th to 16th July. In Kerala, 5 more cases of cholera were confirmed in Thiruvananthapuram yesterday, taking the tally of confirmed cases to 7. The State Health Department has strengthened precautionary and preventive measures to contain the spread. A report.
Cholera was confirmed residing in the special school hostel at Neyyatinkara in Thiruvananthapuram. Currently, more individuals are receiving treatment at the Government Medical College Hospital with symptoms of the disease. The State Health Department had formed a rapid response team to investigate the causes of the outbreak and to develop a strategy to halt its spread. The hostel has been temporarily closed and the authorities are closely monitoring the situation. The Health Department has opened isolation wards at Airanimattam Community Health Center. Various samples, including water samples, are being tested to find the source of the outbreak. Close monitoring of all those who came in contact with the deceased are being done. Mayusha for Akashvani News from Thiruvananthapuram.
Indian equity benchmark indices BSE, Sensex and NSE Nifty 50 hit new record highs today. This comes after the stock market indices rallied over 1% in intraday trade. The BSE Sensex rose 996 points or 1.2% to hit an all-time high of 80,894. The NSE Nifty 50 soared 276 points to touch 24,592. In tennis, India's N. Sriram Balaji and his partner Gonzalo Escobar of Ecuador have advanced to the men's double semifinals at Braunschweig Challenger, also known as Bravo Open, in Braunschweig, Germany, yesterday. They defeated the pair of Marcelo de Molina of Brazil and Guillermo Duran of Argentina in straight sets 6-4, 6-2. The top-seeded Indian-Ecuadorian duo will face the pair of Denis Molchanov of Ukraine and Matvey Middelkoop of the Netherlands, seeded fourth in the semi-final today. In Wimbledon tennis, defending champion Carlos Alcaraz will take on Daniel Medvedev in the men's singles semi-finals in London this evening. Third-seeded Spaniard Alcaraz, a three-time major winner, reached the last four stage with a 5-7, 6-4, 6-2, 6-2 win over Tommy Paul of the United States. On the other hand, fifth-seeded Russian Medvedev reached the semi-finals with a win over top-seeded Jannik Sinner of Italy. In the other semi-final today, seven-time champion and second-seeded Serbian Novak Djokovic will face 25th-seeded Italian Lorenzo Musetti, who has made it to the stage of a major for the first time in his career. In women's singles, 31st seed Barbara Krejcikova entered her first Wimbledon final after securing a comeback win over Kazakhstan's Elena Rybakina 3-6-6, 3-6-4 in the semifinals last night. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. India and Bhutan agree to work together in areas of climate change, air quality, forest and wildlife management. Supreme Court grants interim bail to Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal in money laundering case linked to alleged liquor policy scam. In Nepal, over 60 people, including 7 Indian nationals, missing after 2 buses sweep into river due to landslides. Domestic benchmark indices hit record high. Sensex surpasses 80,800 points, while Nifty crosses 24,500. And in Wimbledon tennis, Carlos Alcaraz to take on Daniel Medvedev in men's single semifinals in London this evening. For details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.com and News on Air app. And with that, we end the midday news.